Welcome back to the men's room. 99.9 KISW.
Here's a wild what happened about a year ago. The first thing kayaker Adrian Smankus noticed when he was eaten by a whale was all the slime. I spent a second realizing I was inside the mouth of something that maybe it had eaten me. That could have been an orca or a sea monster, according to the 23-year-old.
A sea monster, yes.
He started to think how he might survive inside a humpback whale like Pinocchio. The Venezuelan kayaker had been paddling through the Strait of Magellan off of Chile's Patagonian coast with his father, and he felt something hit him from behind, closing in on me and sinking me. Now, his father, Dell, believe it or not, was able to capture the short-lived ordeal on video.
Was he able to?
He was just meters away. I closed my eyes, and when I opened them again, I realized I was inside a whale's mouth. I felt a slimy texture brush my face, adding that all he could see was dark blue and white. I wondered what I could do if I had if it swallowed me, since I could no longer fight to stop it. I had to think about what to do next. But within seconds, Adrian started to feel as though he was rising toward the surface. I was a little afraid of whether I would be able to hold my breath because I didn't know how deep I was, and I felt like it took me a long time to actually come up. I went up for 2 seconds. Finally, I got to the surface and realized that it had eaten me, essentially. So, in a nearby kayak, Adrian's father watched on in disbelief. The pair just crossed Eagle Bay. When I turned around, I did not see Adrian. I was worried for a second until I saw him come up out of the sea. Then I saw something, a body, which I immediately interpreted as most likely being a whale because of the size. Dell had fixed a camera to the back of his kayak to record the rising waves. That's what captured his son's remarkable experience.
Okay.
Now, watching the footage back, Adrian was shocked to see just how enormous the whale had actually been. I hadn't seen the moment when the back appears and the fin is visible. I didn't see it. I heard it. That made me nervous. But later with the video, I realized that it actually appeared before me in such a huge size that perhaps if I had seen it, I would have been even more scared than I was.
Yes!
But for Adrian, the experience was not just about survival. He said he felt he had received a second chance when the whale basically decided to spit him out.
Yeah, yeah. Is that insulting?
So it's a good thing he got with a spitter.
Apparently whales have very small esophagi or something like that.
Is there anything in there? Did he meet Jiminy Cricket?
Well, that's what he said. He thought he had a Pinocchio experience. Exactly.
And it?
Yeah. Humpback whales, they say, have narrow throats, about the size of a household pipe.
That's why you don't see him doing that stuff.
Yeah, I'm like a humpback whale.
For just swallowing small fish and shrimps. I figure he probably could not have physically swallowed either the kayak, his body, even the paddle. Ultimately, the whale spit out the kayak because it was physically impossible to swallow, or he would have tried to.
Or he tasted like poo.
That's what I'm thinking.
Our question, what is the story that you're always asked to retell? 206-803-ROCK.
Ugh, this guy tastes gross.
Ew. He's like the pee I get in my cup of noodles. It's like, I know it's in my mouth. I'm
you ever like, I don't know, you ever like eating pistachios? You're getting in a rhythm, and then you kind of forget, and like a shell ends up in your mouth?
Yeah.
And you know, like, it's kind of like, just like, ugh, gross.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a pistachio shell.
Yeah, just like that.
Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So my story, probably about 15 years ago, I was dating a gentleman who overall he was all right. He was a nice guy. He had a stressful job. And at some point, after, you know, a while, I learned that he wasn't always friendly when he was drinking, so we'd been dating a while. Eventually, he proposed to me, and I rejected him. I denied him, and we broke things off. I had, for full disclosure, I had told him to slow down, and I asked him not to propose to me. So he made the decision to propose to me on his own.
Now, you say you told him not to propose to you, I'm assuming you guys have been talking about possibly getting married then.
Or he had.
So we had been dating a little over a year, and at some point I ended up, I wouldn't say meeting, I never met her in person, but interacting with his mother, and I did not enjoy it. And I was only 20. And at 20 years old, when you realize that you're just getting to know somebody who maybe has an issue with their alcohol and also their mom is not very nice, that you might be moving too quickly and in over your head. So I told him, I'm not ready to meet your mom in person. Please don't propose to me. So his friend called me and said he's he's buying a ring. I want you to reconsider. And I said, he's making a mistake. He should not be doing that. Anyways, on the phone, I said, hey, I'm under the impression that you're kind of just continuing to go about this, and I don't appreciate that, so I'm ending things, which did not turn out well for him. He was pretty upset.
Now, where did he propose to you? Yep. Was this in a public place or was it in private?
No, it was in private. We over the phone a couple times. You know, we were dating long distance at that point because of his job. So he had asked me to fly out and meet his family. I'm originally from the, Greater Puget Sound, and he's originally from the South. And he had asked me to fly out and meet his family. And I said, after our last interaction with your mom, I just don't think I'm ready for that. I'd like to spend some more time without your family. And then he, some friends of his had said, this is a really important trip. He plans on proposing, like, you have to go do this. I said, no, I don't. In fact, I have the right to not do that.
What was it about his mom that you didn't like?
They were in a very, he was a mama's boy, and that would have been fine, except he had lied to her through me, and I didn't know it. And so when I told her something that I had believed based on something he said to me, she found out that he was lying, and she called me and spoke to me about it as if I was, ruining her son's life and that I had disrespected her. And I felt I was like, I don't even know you.
Yeah,
and
that's
it wasn't
your first
my lie. Yeah, red flag for me. Even at 20 years old, red flag.
I'm actually surprised that at 20 years old, like, you pieced all this together.
No, I think you just
Also, why would you still propose?
It's been 15 years. That's what I said. Obviously things were going too quickly, and it wasn't working out. I had given you every sign to slow things down, and you still argued. He called me and said, you told my friends that you don't want to come out and you don't want me to do this. Like, I just don't understand. And I'm like, how do you not understand?
Did you just fall into the ocean or something? What was that weird-ass noise?
Oh, no, I swapped over
From
speaker.
So you did not end up flying down there?
I did not fly down to him, and what was interesting was when I told my family that he had attempted to propose, and then I cut it off at the pass on the phone, my grandmother told me that I would be alone forever because this would be my only opportunity, and I rejected a nice man.
Yes, at 20.
Damn.
You can is anyone in the extended family, whether it's his or your, anyone normal?
Actually, that is a great question. A couple people in my family and I have been chuckling about it for many years now. My grandma passed away 2 years ago, and since her passing, we have actually talked about it more, kind of joking. But she had bought me this. I was an early 90s baby, and she had bought me this Princess Diana wedding bear. And the whole thing was she wanted to give it to me as a wedding present. And when I rejected the proposal, she then told me that I would be alone forever. And she gave me the bear and said, since you're never getting married, I just want you to have this now.
Did you ever? Was she right?
No, I actually got married about 6 months after she passed away.
Okay. Well, just in spite of her.
Yeah.
Actually, yes. And I just had a little boy in March, so she missed my wedding and my son.
Wow.
Who buys a wedding gift for somebody that's not even engaged?
But you never heard from this guy again, right? He didn't bother you or anything?
Actually, he did. He reached out to me via Instagram through direct messages the night before his wedding, like 6 years later, and told me that I had always been the one, but he wanted me to know that he was going to try to move on. And I was shocked.
Really? Dude, I didn't ask.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm not your friend on Instagram.
You came to me, I want to let you know. You don't let me know anything. I didn't ask. I don't care.
I was like, I honestly don't care. And then it happened again, actually, him and his wife, they got married, and then she got pregnant, and he wrote to me on Instagram to tell me he was having a baby. And I said, over the course of 8 years, I have never once cared. I didn't see that to him, but I don't know why you keep writing to me.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, I'd leave you alone because I'm just getting my feelings hurt. Jeez. And I'm like, geez.
I just had told him, like, hey, congratulations. I want nothing but the best for you. But reality was I didn't care, and I did not know why he was contacting me.
Okay. All right.
That's fair. There's a lot of people like that. Yeah. We're like, hey, man, really, best of luck. And in my head, I'm like, I don't care.